Hey everyone. I'm so excited to dive into today's topic because Uniswap governance is gearing up to vote on what could be a massive shift in their tokenomics. The proposal would permanently route new protocol revenue from Uniswap V4 and the Robinhood chain straight into a UNI token burn mechanism. It's a really big moment for the ecosystem.
It certainly is. And what makes this particularly interesting is the mechanics behind it. Unlike staking or locking tokens, which only temporarily take them out of circulation, burning actually destroys them permanently. That creates genuine, lasting scarcity in the market.
Right. And historically, UNI burns were pretty much ad hoc, kind of pieced together through community votes and treasury allocations. But this proposal wants to completely change that. It's aiming to institutionalize a direct, sustainable deflationary feedback loop. So as trading volume grows and new infrastructure comes online, the token supply automatically shrinks.
Exactly. And the primary catalyst here is Uniswap V4's modular architecture. By introducing customizable hooks, developers can now tailor pool fee structures, integrate oracles, and optimize liquidity incentives in ways that weren't really possible before. This upgrade gives the protocol significantly more flexibility to actually capture and allocate those trading fees efficiently.
That's a game changer. And alongside V4, they're also weaving in revenue from Robinhood chain integrations. Instead of just letting those funds pile up in the treasury, a meaningful percentage would automatically be used to buy back and burn UNI. It really ensures the native token benefits proportionally as the protocol expands across new networks,
which in turn aligns long-term incentives across the board. By directly tying protocol revenue and expansion to token scarcity, the model rewards sustained participation from users and liquidity providers. It's designed to discourage short-term value extraction and focus on building real, lasting value.
I love that focus on sustainability. Though I have to mention that the proposal is very clear about one thing. Structured burns don't automatically guarantee price appreciation. It's important to keep our expectations grounded.
Absolutely. Market sentiment, broader cryptocurrency cycles, and competition from other decentralized exchanges will continue to heavily influence UNI's valuation. This is a structural improvement, not a magic bullet. Plus, as a decentralized autonomous organization, Uniswap can't just flip a switch. This proposal has to navigate rigorous forum discussions, technical developer reviews, and finally, a formal on-chain vote where UNI holders need to meet both quorum and majority thresholds.
It's a lot of moving parts, but if it gets approved, it really marks a maturing approach to DeFi economics. We're seeing Uniswap transition toward a much more sustainable model, where protocol growth directly strengthens the financial foundation of its governance token. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the community votes.